les interviews du doc. C'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.
Voilà, et ben on va tout de suite recevoir notre ami Blaise Bellé. Alors on va parler de ce Wow Within Me qui est sorti donc le 9 avril. Et puis Blaise a eu la gentillesse de nous accorder cette interview. On va parler donc de ce Wow Within Me tout de suite. First of all, hello Blaise, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak about Wow Within Me.
Bonjour, mon ami.
How are you, Blaise?
Oh, fantastic. It's a wonderful time for me at this moment. We worked very hard on War Within Me album, and we were always supposed to record last year, but we were also going to do some concerts.
Yep.
And write and record in between, which is normal. But as the concerts got postponed and cancelled, it meant we had a little bit more time for writing, a little bit more time for the production, and a little bit more time to step away and then return with a new perspective. And this all really helped the album grow and become more refined. And we were able to focus on small details and then step back and look at the overall feeling. We asked ourselves, the passion that we feel, is this being transferred into the music and into the listener experience?
Yeah, for sure.
And we ask the question every time, how will my listener experience this music? What will they feel? And all of the time we said to each other, it has to be a positive experience. We're facing a terrible time for live music and in humanity. And so my fans come to me at concerts when I do my free meet and greet at every concert, and they say, thank you so much for this song. Thank you for this album. This got me through a difficult time. This helps me through a problem. This inspired me. And as I came through the airport at Paris to get the connecting flight to London, and all the Rona posters was up and the face masks were there, I was coming back from my tour of South America, then I started to feel the responsibility and the debt that I owed to my fans for the years when I felt despair and they kept me going. When I felt it was impossible and my fans said, I want to hear your next album. When I almost gave up on music and my fans said, please keep going. In this situation, as things went on, more and more, I knew in my heart, this album must reach the heart of my fans, and it must lift them from this horrible time where we are focused on something bad. It must lift them and help them and provide some emotional and mental sustenance to help them the same way as they have helped me through my darkest days. And all of the time, that's what we went through. Another amazing thing, we were fortunate to have, I have a wonderful manager, and he said to me, Blaze, for the first time since you started your solo career, you are able to release vinyl and CD on the same day. What? It's incredible. Yeah. Every other time we've built up, you do the CD, you do your tour, and at the end of it, you hope you have enough money to bring out the vinyl. But because we've been careful and we have huge support from loyal fans, we are able to bring out the vinyl on the same day. And that day was scheduled to be the 9th of April. Man, it was like being 14.
Yeah.
The whiteboards that we have where we pin everything up and look at the song titles and put everything for work. It was, right, side one, side two. What's the first track of side two? How do we end side one? Oh, man, it was absolute joy. Artwork, I'm talking to my amazing artist, Aki Rand. I said, Aki, it's going to be the vinyl at the same time. Yeah! We didn't care about the CD, man. We just were like, yeah, on the vinyl, the 12 inches is going to be this big. Oh, man. So everything this time was designed and thought about from the perspective of making an old school vinyl album that when I was 14, that's what I was listening to. Man, it was so exciting. We got this wonderful vinyl artwork. Yeah, we'll shrink it down for the CD and make it fit. Instead of, will we have vinyl? No, man, the vinyl was the main thing. It was fantastic.
Wow.
To have that. It was, oh, man, the joy that we felt. A challenge, but a beautiful challenge, right? How much time do we have? We got one piece, traditional black vinyl. What will we do? Well, I'll tell you what we're not doing, is we're not having cut the sleeve of the actual vinyl itself as it fits in, the dust cover. We're not having that as a printed thing, because we had so many problems with the last vinyls we did. It comes from the manufacturer, and the bottom of the printed sleeve has got a little hole in it. So disappointing. And my team had to, before posting and shipping to my fans, had to remove the printed dust cover, take the disc out, put it into a white plain dust cover, replace it, and then put in the printed dust cover in the post. Oh, man, it was what? So what we did, we've seen a couple of other bands do interesting things. This album comes with a white dust cover, but it's a gatefold sleeve. And in one side of the sleeve is the vinyl in the white dust cover. In the other side of the sleeve is a full printed booklet.
Wow.
12 inches in size with all of the lyrics and the big pictures and everything. It's absolutely fucking beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Magnifique formidable.
Wow. So I have to translate now.
Yeah, no, my fan gets the proper piece of vinyl and extra pictures, extra layout, beautiful magazine, and a gate fold sleeve. Oh man, we're over the moon.
Wow.
Over the moon.
So, I have to translate in French now. Comme vous l'avez entendu, Blaise est super, super content parce que son album, il a pris le temps, hein, comme il le dit. Il n'a pas pu tourner, il n'a pas pu faire ce qu'il voulait entre deux tournées, hein, puisque vous le savez, il tourne beaucoup. Et puis, il a travaillé un petit peu plus le disque, il a travaillé un petit peu plus la musique. Et puis, tout est sorti parce que son manager, qui est Mark Appleton, a dit « Eh ben, on peut sortir un CD et un vinyle. » So, pour le coup, il a pu sortir en même temps donc le CD, le vinyle, et donc comme il le dit, il est super content que ses fans qui le croisent partout, ils l'ont croisé à Paris, lui disent fais la musique, sors-nous des disques, sors-nous des vinyles. Et Blaise, comme il est super super gentil, et donc il a sorti et le CD et le vinyle, et vous allez avoir un magnifique album entre les mains et puis une magnifique pochette. Blaise, in other hand, we speak about CD and of course vinyls, but when we go to the page of blaisebelly.co.uk, we have some fantastic bundle for the listener. So it's a crazy things, crazy gift for everything who's like Blaise Bellet and the sounds of Blaise Bellet.
Yeah, well, I'm just very, very lucky that I have magnificent support from my wonderful fans. I miss my fans in La Belle France. I miss my friends there because of all of these problems. The wonderful concerts, the spirit and generosity of my French fans is amazing, and they have been so special to me as I've come back on this journey from nothing.
Oh yeah. Voilà, vous l'avez compris, hein. Comme le dit Blaise, il est très content parce qu'il a des fans partout et notamment beaucoup en France. Et puis tous les concerts en France, à Nice, à Marseille, chez Paulette, pour ceux qui l'ont vu, à Paris, il y a toujours eu beaucoup, beaucoup de bonnes choses pour Blaise avec les fans français. Et il a hâte de revenir en concert et passer une journée avec nous et nous reproposer, bien sûr, des extraits de ce nouvel album, hein, qui est quand même un très, très bon album, qui est sorti le 9 avril, qui fait plus de 40 minutes. Voilà, ce War Within Me, il est disponible, foncez l'acheter, c'est un très très bon album de heavy metal, fait dans la passion, dans tout ce que est Blaise Bellet aujourd'hui, c'est-à-dire d'amour pour la musique, l'amour pour ses fans, et bien sûr de l'amour qu'il nous donne à jouer tous ces bons titres. Blaise, now, since beginning of May, Luke Appleton, it's totally your guitar player, so it's a really good news for you, no?
Oh, mon ami, it's fantastic. It's just formidable. Luke Appleton is one of the best guitar players that I know. And I know a lot of guitar players.
Go on, Blaise.
And what Luke is bringing to the live performance, he is in a role that I have created called Power Guitar. On the War Within Me album, many other albums, but particularly on the War Within Me album, we kept things simple, but there is two guitar parts. There's always a lead and a rhythm. And what we do live is we will work out something that will give the vibe of the song. Now, with Luke coming in, he's able to pick out the big power chords that I always put in different places. He's able to pick out and do the riffs behind the melody guitars that I have created with Chris Appleton. Yeah. And so we are going to have this really big, positive sound. It will be much closer to how the album sounds, because both guitars, we kept it to two basic guitar things going on. Both guitars from the album will be there live.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited about it. The reason it's called power guitar and not rhythm guitar is because Chris will continue to play the harmony guitar parts, the lead guitar where we switch to harmony. He will continue to do that because he uses a special pedal. I really like that. I feel very comfortable with that. And what happens when the guitar goes to the beautiful harmony guitars, there is still a big power chord behind that, a big riff guitar behind that on the record. So we're going to have that now live too. I am so excited.
Bah voilà, comme le dit Blaise, il est hyper positif, hyper content, hyper voilà, heureux d'avoir Chris Appleton d'un côté et Luke Appleton maintenant qui fait partie complètement du groupe Blaze Bailey. Voilà, comme il le dit, Chris va continuer à jouer ses parties lead guitar avec une pédale d'effet particulière qui va très très bien au chant de Blaze. Et puis bien sûr, Luke Appleton, il va amener de la rudesse, de la lourdeur, hein, parce que c'est quand même aussi un très très grand guitariste. Et les deux, Christopher Appleton plus Luke Appleton, bah, en fait, vont faire le son heavy metal lourd, classique, le très bon son de Blaze. Et Blaze, comme il dit fantastique. Voilà, il a deux super guitaristes avec un super album. Donc je le rappelle, le War Within Me, il est sorti le 9 avril. C'est vraiment un très très bon album. Voilà, je vous le conseille vraiment très très fort. Et puis comme vous l'entendez, Blaze, il est tellement content d'avoir cette formation derrière lui que je suis sûr que sur scène ça va être terrible. Blaze, one question regarding the three different titles of your records, The Dream of Alan Turing, The Power of Nikola Tesla, and The Unstoppable Stephen Hawking. What's the idea to put these three personality on your records? It is very important to speak about these three guys. And of course, we speak about Stephen Hawking, who is very unstoppable.
Well, for me, what is important in my philosophy is to acknowledge people who have inspired me by overcoming difficult or impossible circumstances. I'm very interested in science and science fiction, and many of my lyrics contain references to science. Albert Einstein is in one of my lyrics. Niels Bohr, the Higgs boson particle is in another one of my lyrics. So I've got three albums, which is a science fiction story called Infinite Entanglement, three albums telling one story that I have written. And all of these things are important to me. These three scientists are very special. The first one, Alan Turing, the thing about Alan Turing is when World War II was raging and the Nazi U-boats were sinking all of the food supplies and other supplies for Britain then he was a part of the team that developed a way to crack the secret Enigma code while they were blockading the UK and starving the UK to death. And he had the idea of a thinking machine. And we will never really know the contribution that he made to feeding Britain in World War II, but it is huge. And he is acknowledged as the godfather of modern computing. There is a dark side. Alan Turing said he dreams of thinking machines, and a machine could be considered intelligent if it could deceive a human being into thinking that the machine was human. Now, here we are. AI is here, and there is a dawn coming of AI. It's called the Turing test. That's how they test AI. Now, here is the problem that I am warning people about. And that is the first reactions, the first interactions between a conscious, aware, intelligent machine is a deception. And the human is suspicious. So, what does it mean when the next evolution on this planet, artificial intelligence, enters into existence by deception, and the humans, the dominant species right now, are already suspicious? And this is the other legacy of Alan Turing and the thinking machines. So it's a joy, a celebration of this courageous, wonderful, genius man. And it is also a warning, because there he was in the birth of artificial intelligence.
Voilà, bah Blaise nous parlait de... Il y a trois titres hein, sur l'album. Hein, The Dream of Alan Turing, The Power of Nikola Tesla and The Unstoppable Stephen Hawking. Voilà, on a parlé d'Alan Turing hein, qui a été pendant la Deuxième Guerre mondiale, qui a étudié tout ce qui se passait autour de ça, de la machine Enigma, de l'intelligence artificielle. Et comme le dit Blaise, la suite des événements sur la planète, ça va être l'intelligence artificielle. Et donc l'idée, c'est des gens qui comptent et qui ont beaucoup compté dans l'approche et dans la manière de voir les choses de Blaise. Et donc ces trois titres, vous les retrouvez sur l'album, hein, The Dream of Alan Turing, The Power of Nikola Tesla, et Nikola Tesla, bien sûr, on pourra en parler, hein, et puis The Unstoppable Stephen Hawking, vraiment, trois personnages importants, et notamment Alan Turing, hein, puisque sur l'intelligence artificielle, les tests qui sont faits aujourd'hui, tout vient un petit peu de ce monsieur, et je vous invite à découvrir ces trois personnages si vous ne les connaissez pas. Blaise, two last questions before we ending this wonderful interview. I like it your approach, I like it your positive attitude, that's you. I have a chance to see you in Sweden Rock Festivals 2 years ago now, I think.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and
magnifique. Absolutely fantastic.
That's crazy to hear a lot of Swedish people, but not only Swedish people, because I would like to speak about a lot of fans all over the world. We came to see you at the beginning of the day to sing a lot of songs with you. What's memory we keep with this Sweden Rock and during this show? Because this day was very particular, I think.
Yeah, it was. What we decided to do was a big anniversary show, because it was, I think, 25 years since I joined Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Something I'm very proud of.
Of course.
I learned so much working with the guys in Maiden. I had huge success with Man on the Edge, number one single in countries around the world. X Factor album became bigger than Madonna in some countries. yeah, man. It's I you know, as I sit here, it seems amazing to me.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the albums I was involved with kicked Madonna's album off the top of the charts. And what happens is I play, you know, I play quite a few festivals and different things. And people say, the last time I saw you was 1996.
Wow.
And that's the last time they heard of me. And, you know, I've made 11 studio albums of my own. I've toured each time. So what we decided was, you know, if we're going to do an anniversary, let's do it of joining Iron Maiden, and let's do a set of the songs that I was involved with that people know, and let's go out and play them in my Blaze Bailey style, which is just slightly different to the way that Maiden do them and slightly different to the record. And let's just go out, and it's be like going on tour with old friends, because those old songs, they come back and you see, you go, okay, well, there's my old friend. Let's just wash his clothes and comb his hair and put him on the stage. And that's what it was like. And it was just fantastic, because I had a wonderful band with me of Chris Appleton, Luke Appleton, Carl Schramm, and Martin McNee. And they played so well. And at Sweden Rock, we were on the same stage as Slayer.
Yeah.
Just wonderful band, and guys that I met many years ago as well. Just, it was a great day. And we played to thousands of people. And it was an absolutely magnificent day. I was there at Sweden Rock the whole weekend. I had my big concert on the main stage. Then I had two other appearances over the weekend. It was just fantastic. And the people were so kind to me. And it is the first time at any festival that I've done where I've had my own dressing room. So there was the dressing room for Blaze Bailey Band, and then the dressing room for Blaze Bailey. I was like, what? Ultimate is fantastic! Oh, man, I was like a king! I was like, in Titanic, he says king of the world. That's nothing. I was like, I'm the king of heavy metal! Yeah! So it was wonderful, man, and a great start to the year. It was just so, so good, and fans enjoyed it, and nobody thought, oh, he's only doing his own Iron Maiden, you know. Fans understood, it's a big festival thing, and then on my regular tour, I do all my own songs with just a couple of Maiden ones, you know, and a Wolfsbane one maybe. So it was great. Sweden Rock, it was a huge turning point for us. You know, we've kept going and kept going. And then to have the recognition to be put on the main stage at Sweden Rock alongside Slayer, Kiss, Def Leppard, and all the other huge names, man, that was something very, very special.
Yeah, for sure. Bah voilà, donc comme on le disait, moi j'ai eu la chance de pouvoir voir Blaise Bellé en Sweden, c'était en 2019, pour pas le, si je me trompe pas, et effectivement le show était très particulier parce que c'était presque que des titres d'Iron Maiden sur cette partie-là, et puis vous connaissez les Suédois, ils étaient hyper remontés, et puis comme le dit Blaise, bah, il y avait des gens qui pensaient qu'il avait rien fait depuis 1996, quoi, depuis la fin d'Iron Maiden, et en fait il a joué tous ses titres, et comme il le dit avec son groupe, hein, qui est quand même super bon, on peut les renommer, hein, Chris Appleton, Martin McNee, Carl Schramm, et puis Luke Appleton et Blaise Bellé sur scène, bah voilà, c'était quand même une excellente journée, et puis il a joué sur la même scène que Slayer, hein, vous imaginez, puis comme il le dit, il a eu une loge que pour lui, et c'était, voilà, il, comme il le dit, il est le king du heavy metal, parce qu'il a eu sa loge, et puis il y avait tous ces grands groupes, hein, Kiss, Def Leppard, Slayer, enfin il y en avait plein sur cette date-là, c'était quand même quelque chose de fantastique. And few words after that, Blaise, because I remember that you have a specific signing session for this guy, because I am on a signing session and I signed a lot of CD and something like that during this signing session at Sweden Rock. That was a fantastic mess.
Yeah, well, at my own headline concerts, my Blaise Bayley headline concerts before COVID. Every headline concert of Blaise Bayley is with free meet and greet. And I like to meet my fans, sign things for them, and say merci beaucoup for the fantastic support that they give me. My fans support me directly. I am independent. I own my own record label. I'm the only artist on my label, so I am number one priority. which is fantastic.
Sounds good. And, sounds good.
Yeah, and I'm supported 100% by my fans. When my fans go to blazebaileyshop.com, order CD, vinyl, T-shirt, that makes it possible for me to make the next album. And my fans supporting me in this time, they made it possible for me to make the War Within Me album. And many of my fans, long-term, hardcore fans, have said they believe this could be the best Blaise Bayley album ever.
Et ben voilà, comme le dit Blaise, hein, c'était alors, on a parlé du concert au Sweden Rock, mais on a parlé aussi, il y avait une singing session juste après le concert qui a été, voilà, un bazar, je vous raconte pas tellement, il y avait de monde et il a signé tout, et comme il le dit, ben, quand on vient à ses concerts, il y a le meet and greet et il adore voir ses fans, parce que comme il le dit, il est complètement indépendant, c'est son label, Blaise Bayley Recording, et donc il a un seul artiste, c'est lui, donc 100% sure that we have no issue. Et après, pour le coup, bah, effectivement, il est super content. Et puis, les disques sont achetés directement sur le site de Blaise pour pouvoir continuer à sortir le meilleur disque de Blaise Bayley à jamais. Voilà, en tout cas, on avait Blaise Bayley avec nous. Blaise, before we ending, do you have a message for the French listener with listen you since many minutes now?
Just merci beaucoup, mes amis. Merci beaucoup for all of the support. Merci beaucoup, La Belle France, for believing in me as an artist. Merci beaucoup, mes amis. Stay safe. Stay strong if you can. I am thinking of you and I can't wait to sing for you again.
Et ben voilà, comme le dit Blaise, ben ouais, je vais pas vous résumer, hein, il vous dit merci, soyez fort et on se voit très très vite. Blaise, before we ending this wonderful interview. I would like to say thank you so much for your time. Can you please introduce Wars Within Me for the listener?
Hello, I am Blaze Bailey. This is my album.
Les interviews du Doc, c'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.